This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've been listening to the show pretty consistently this week, you know we released the results of our first national economic survey on Monday, the Marketplace Edison Research Poll. And honestly, it's been pretty grim. There's a whole lot of anxiety out there about paying bills, about getting or keeping jobs, about whether or not there is opportunity. There is, though, something else in there. Optimism, a lot of it, actually, and a belief that hard work will help you get ahead in this country. From Washington, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams takes it from there.
When I arrived at All Nations Baptist Church at the intersection of two busy streets in D.C., they thought I was coming for the job fair they were hosting.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Good luck to you downstairs.
Thank you.
All right.
The woman greeting me was holding a big, brightly colored sign trying to encourage passersby to come in.
I'm Lisa Robinson. I will be 51 November the 18th.
Yay!
Robinson is the embodiment of optimism, and she says there's a good reason for her sunny outlook.
I remember being homeless. I remember being unemployed and unemployable.
Now she's living in transitional housing and has a job working with seniors. Robinson credits her church and hard work.
Being able to stand on your feet and to have people trust you all over again was hard. Going for your education, you had to do that. That was hard.
Our poll asked people what matters more in determining someone's financial situation, luck or hard work. Almost 80% said hard work is what makes the difference. It's optimistic, but not necessarily accurate.
It isn't just hard work. Hard work is necessary in most cases for success. It's not by itself enough for success.
Robert Frank is a professor of economics at Cornell University.
It's much less likely that you'll move up, even if you work hard and are talented now, if you start off from a lower point in the income distribution. Moving ahead has gotten more difficult than at any point in recent history.
That sentiment is echoed in the job fair in the basement of All Nations Baptist Church.
D.C. Army? No,
Fire Department.
Fire Department. Glad to have you.
Everyone I asked there, job seekers and recruiters alike, said hard work is the key to success. But some, like 27-year-old Greg Cooper, said luck definitely plays a role.
A lot of it is who you know, circumstances you're born into, socioeconomic status, a number of things, where you live, stuff like that.
Cooper was manning a table for a university nutrition program. He answered yes when I asked him another of our poll questions. Is his financial situation causing him to lose sleep?
Yeah, my financial situation sucks. I don't even know how much I owe. A lot. I think I owe like $50,000 in student loans. This area is expensive. Just bills, healthcare, all that stuff is expensive. So, yeah, I lose a lot of sleep.
As do a quarter of Americans worried about their finances. But more than 70% still say they feel they have a fair opportunity to achieve the life they hope for. Cornell's Robert Frank says that kind of attitude often pushes people to make their own luck.
If you tilt toward optimism, that's going to make you more inclined to put out effort when you think you have a chance than you'd be likely to do if you thought things were stacked completely against you.
Back on the corner outside the job fair, Lisa Robinson says she definitely feels she has a fair shot. She has two daughters and six grandkids and doesn't want them or anyone else using their difficult circumstances as an excuse.
It's all here for us. You know, we just got to apply ourselves.
She says now that she's in a better place, she's ready to give back. And so she waves her sign at the cars passing by. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Just a reminder here that we are going to be doing this poll three more times before Election Day to help refine our understanding of what it is that y'all are thinking about economy-wise as you get ready to vote. If you want to see all the data we gathered, we've got that for you, of course, at our website. And there is a place for you to tell us how your economy feels to you, which is what this whole thing is about. It's marketplace.org.